Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up? 94 WIP Afternoon Show. I'm Spike Eskin, along with Ike Reese, Jack Fritz, over there.
How about that? Over there, Spike! Holla at your boy!
You know, Ike.
What's up, brother?
Today's show brought to you by Gotta. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Gotta Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Last night was one of the worst best games I have watched in my last 11 years of watching the Philadelphia 76ers. All on the line and a first half from hell. You know, I started yesterday's show saying that last night is a legacy game for Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. It's just a play-in game. It's not the playoffs. It's not the finals. It's not the seventh game of the NBA finals, but it is an important game for him. The Miami Heat were in the finals last year. Jimmy Butler is a great playoff player and is an enemy here. And him beating Jimmy Butler, to me, was a big deal. I believe that Joel Embiid rose to the occasion in his legacy game. The performance from Joel Embiid last night, to me, makes me more confident for the rest of the playoffs. Now, I'm aware that Joel Embiid sucked for nearly three quarters of basketball. He looked mopey, he looked slow, his knee looked hurt, he looked out of shape, and he didn't look into it. But all I hear about Joel Embiid when I bring up his MVPs and his performances is, let me see it when it counts. Every person, from my father to thousands of Twitter users, when I say that Joel Embiid is great, they say, let me see it when it counts. Well, in the fourth quarter last night, it counted. And in the fourth quarter, Joel Embiid protected the rim. In the fourth quarter, Joel Embiid scored 11 points, got some big rebounds, a couple of huge assists. And yes, Nick Batum was great. You know, the backup guys were great yesterday. Kyle Lowry was good. But without Joel Embiid in the fourth quarter, they don't win that game. And I am more confident that they beat the Knicks because of what I saw from Joel Embiid last night. 215. 592-9494. What do you think?
Well, I'm going back and forth with this, right? That game was full of all type of emotions. It was a roller coaster game. Everybody mad as hell after the first half. People out at halftime. I'm seeing all type of declarations on Twitter that this is why you'll never win with this guy. He doesn't show up. You know, same old Sixers. I'm seeing all of this, right? And obviously, there's a lot of basketball still left to be played. So I felt confident that the Sixers could turn it around, primarily because they were at home. Even though the crowd, justifiably, was a little on edge. You heard the booing. Again, justifiably, when you think about how that first quarter was going, it was great to see the big fella find his way out of it.
Sure.
In the most critical time in that fourth quarter. I mean, those three-point shots he hit was huge. They just were big-time shots. He also made some other big plays where he got guys easy baskets, right? So you know, they're running this junk defense that they're throwing at him, and it took him a little time to figure it out. Started to wonder about Nick Nurse in that first half. I'm like, dude, they're playing zone defense. Okay, how long is this going to take us to figure this out?
Every college team in America plays that defense. Can we please? Yeah.
Dude, Jim Boeheim was like, he didn't need a blue chew from John Johnson watching the first
Boeheim?
Half. Yeah, Boeheim.
Boeheim, man.
Whatever, he's a fraud anyway. I hate Jim Boeheim.
Get this guy out of here. Get rid of that guy.
Get rid of that guy. So I kind of walk away from this game last night, Spike. And I still have questions as to I can't necessarily say I'm encouraged, other than the fact I like the way they fought last night and got the W. Years past, I don't think that happens. Under Doc Rivers, that doesn't happen. So I'm encouraged by that. But here's where I'll say I'm a little discouraged. I don't know if Embiid, it was that conditioning. Is he 100% healthy? Like, we had to scrape and fight to get through that game last night against the Miami Heat, and something didn't look right with Joel Embiid.
So, I agree. And if you remember when Kenny from the Dirty 30 called yesterday, and he said he hadn't been to a Sixers game in 20 years.
Yeah.
And he said, what should I expect? And I said, here's the deal. I said, if you get in there and Joel is frustrated on offense and turning the ball over and moping up and down the court, bad news for you, they're going to lose.
Right.
That's what I said to him yesterday.
I remember.
And here's why I'm encouraged. I've seen the beginning of the game that Joel Embiid had last night 100 times.
It's true.
Before last night. Mm-hmm. And every single one of those games, they lost.
They lose, yep.
They lost.
Yep.
And last night, they didn't. And that's not all Joel. I'm not giving Joel all the credit. I'm telling you what I think about Joel from that game.
Sure.
Because without Nick Batum, they don't win the game,
right? The real star of the game.
Was the star, 100%. Without Kyle Lowry, they don't win the game. Without Paul Reed's minutes, they don't win the game. All those guys.
Tobias had a huge first half.
First 5 minutes.
Dude, he threw a 98-mile-an-hour fastball off the backboard. Yeah. I've never seen it before.
Yeah, they had to stop the game down and replace the backboard after that three. But
I'm just going through the contributions.
Seen Joel have that game and have that game all the way to the end of that game. And I'm not just giving him credit, but whether it's Nick Nurse, whether it's his teammates, or whether it's him waking up.
Sure.
And just say, I am not going to go out like that.
Right.
You know, I'm not going out like that. I'm not going out with Jimmy Butler on the other side of the court, also with a knee injury. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let that guy kick my ass. Again at home. I don't want to be the laughingstock anymore. I don't want the conversation online and on these TV shows to be about my knee and my conditioning and whether I have it, blah, blah, blah. And he came through. And like, I'm aware. I watched the game. There were so many bad Joel signs in that game to be upset about. But I walked away from that. Honestly, I walked away from that game more excited about the team and the next month or 2 months than I've been in a very long time.
I'm going to need them to go up there and split in New York before I get encouraged.
Okay.
I do. Because now I'm worried that New York – may have seen or found something that they can use to sort of throw the Sixers' offensive rhythm off. And that's a team that I believe they have the athletes to get out and run and get up and down the court. And if this is conditioning, honestly, whether it's conditioning or he isn't 100%, you can bet the Knicks are going to try to wear Joel Embiid down by running him up and down the court.
Well, bad news for them. He's already worn down, so there's nothing they could do. Are you more encouraged or less encouraged about Joel Embiid and the Sixers after last night? 215-592-9494. Now, Jack, are you a believer?
No, and I actually leave last night feeling more discouraged. I think this whole nonsense about Embiid's night, like, he looked mopey again in a winner-go-home situation. What are we talking about? If Butler doesn't hurt his knee, they lose last night. If they don't have Bricken for Chicken, who knows if the...
Hey.
Dude, breaking for chicken saved the Sixers season last night.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are people happy about? You beat the Heat without Rozier. Butler didn't play the last 6 minutes. Duncan Robinson didn't play. And Embiid looked like the classic Embiid for the first three quarters. And the only,
reason
reason he tried is because it was close. Like I thought he was about to fold. And he was right about the fold.
But he didn't fold.
Sure, he made a couple threes. He got a little bit lucky, and I get it. But the first three quarters, he looked like same old Joel. And Maxey didn't look ready for the moment. That's the big issue with last night. Maxey didn't look ready, and Embiid didn't look ready. And they
still won.
Because the Heat got all banged up. What am I supposed to be encouraged
about? The Sixers are as banged up as the Heat are. With the Joel Embiid has a knee injury. Jimmy Butler has a knee injury. The Heat are missing a starting guard in Terry Rozier. The Sixers are missing a starting guard in D'Anthony Melton. The Heat are missing Duncan Robinson. The Sixers are missing Robert Covington. I don't want to hear anything.
Whoa.
Well, I don't want to hear anything.
Slid that Robert Covington in.
Well,
there.
He's a rotation player.
Well, I haven't seen Robert Covington play
in 6 months.
February.
But that's the point. My point is everybody's banged up. Everybody's got knee injuries. They wanted that game as much as the Sixers did,
sure.
And the Sixers won it. That's
Am
where
I getting 20 points from Nicholas Batum? In future games.
But you're not going to need it. My point is, last night they got it, but they didn't waste it. There was a total possibility we end up with 20 points out of Nick Batum and the Sixers lose and they're playing Friday night.
Sure. Yeah.
And they're not. And the reason they're not is because of Embiid in the fourth quarter. 215-592-9494.
It's enough.
I believe.
It's enough there. I can honestly... There is a sort of exhale, sigh of relief. They got through that game. And
yeah.
Embiid was a big part of the reason late in that game. I am encouraged by that. I truly am. I think Maxey was figuring it out throughout the night. Now he knows. He got that elbow from Jimmy Butler early in the game, and it's playoff basketball. Yeah, you're going to get elbowed in the face. Just be thankful it wasn't Markel Fultz or you'd be out for the rest of the damn series if he elbowed you in the face. So that type of stuff happens. But I do where Jack is coming from. I'm more or less like, why did the game have to be like? Like we had to climb out of a hole. It didn't seem like we were ready to play last night. That's where I'm like, if that game is in Miami, you know that's a loss.
You're correct.
Yeah, that's
yep.
And they won't have home court advantage versus the Knicks. I need to see if I can get game one or game two down there, and Embiid looks like Embiid. And Maxey gets going, then I can be encouraged. Right now, more or less, I'm a little concerned about getting through this series versus the Knicks. I'm not as 100% certain as I was prior to last night's game.
So taking stock, I'm encouraged. You're wait and see. Jack is like, BS. Jack is thumbs down.
Last night was so fugazi.
All right. Alan Mercer County, you're on WIP.
I don't understand how anybody can be encouraged after what they saw last night. I mean, the Heat is, they're not anything what they were last year. They barely squeaked it out. I agree. If they got down in the last 4 or 5 minutes, if they got down 8 or 10, and Embiid was done, and you guys know you're not that far. What do you think that Garden's going to be like on Saturday?
It's going to be madhouse.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be insanity. You think they're going to win game one against the Knicks as a 2 seed? As long as we've been waiting, how long do you think the Knicks fans have been waiting?
Yeah.
You got it. And the Mecca? Oh, my God. All right.
Trust me, as someone
Mecca.
Who just spent a few years
the
there, it ain't all that, you know.
It ain't all that. The yeah. Garden, oh, my God. Listen, I love our Sixers. I love the fans. I love the but the Mecca. Garden as a 2 seed, and they've been waiting since 1973. Come on.
They've been waiting since 1930. Wait, they were waiting since 1973 last year when they lost to the Heat in the second round. They're
the
waiting since 1973 2 years ago when they lost, you know, when they lost to the Hawks. Like, come on. Yeah, just look.
You're not worried about the Garden being some huge home court advantage.
Every arena's loud. You know what I mean? Let me ask you this, Al. That arena last night was loud. That arena last night was
only
loud.
Only because of Brickin' for Chicken.
No, it was loud in the first quarter. It was loud in the first quarter.
It was
loud in the first quarter, and the Sixers came out totally dead with a loud arena behind them. Do you know the best way to make a loud arena not loud anymore? Take the lead. I'm not worried about the – thank you for the call, Al. Trust me, I know Knicks fans. having grown up as one, quite honestly, not for the last 20 years, but grown up as one, and now spending the last 3 years of my life around Knicks fans. They're beating their chests. They're so confident.
Oh, they definitely are pumped up, yeah.
But deep down inside, they know they've got a cute story team on their hands. It's a cute story. It's great. You got a little guard, scored 35 points. You guys won 47 games, whatever you want, 48 games. Mm-hmm. That deep down, they know that the best player in the series is on the Sixers. And those nerves will come out. We'll have plenty of time to talk about the Knicks. I'm not worried about that crowd.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Do you believe he's not 100% healthy and that's conditioning? Because I really don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. That's fair.
It's so hard to know. And I think we'll talk about it later. Conditioning would make sense. He hasn't played NBA basketball consistently in over 2 months. Mm-hmm. Would make sense if that's one part of it. Would also make sense, his knee doesn't feel totally right. Coming off that surgery, tweaking it against Orlando. And it would also make sense that he got mopey because those things were happening in addition to Miami playing. But again, all of those things understood, still he hit big shots. He made big defensive plays. He got big rebounds. So these are the things, I just want to remind you listening, these are the things that we talk about as to why Jimmy Butler is good. Mm. This is the stuff I've heard.
In the moment.
The Jimmy Butler, the posse or whatever, that comes at me every time. Yeah. If I say Jimmy Butler only had 18 points, he wasn't that good, they'll go, but 12 of them were in the fourth quarter. And I'll say, well, he looked slow all game and he only played one real quarter, but he's got a knee injury, he's banged up, and he came through anyway. Let's just take the stuff we say about other people and apply it to this guy and all the guys that we always say that we want and apply it to this guy right here, or even the Phillies. You know, when Jack talks about the Phillies or L.A. was talking about the Phillies, don't worry about the regular season. When it counts, they'll... So last night in the fourth quarter, it was close and it counted and he came through. And if we can't credit our own guys for coming through in the fourth quarter, then who are we going to credit?
He did.
Oh, boy. Can't wait to see what happens here. Now, this will be an interesting call. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Yo, Mike, what's going on?
What up, Chuck?
Spike?
Yes, sir.
<How you doing>?
My guy. What's up?
Hey, listen, man, here's the thing, right? You can safe to say that there's nothing like playoff basketball in the city of Philadelphia. I'm sorry. You know, that crowd was rocking yesterday. What a game. You know, I was worried in the first half, but what gives me confidence going forward, right? It ain't Joel. I think he's going to be fine once he gets confidence in that knee. You know, he tweaked it. So I think once he gets confidence in that knee and get over his injury, he's going to be fine. And if Maxie gets over his own shadow, stop being scared of his own shadow, he'll be fine. You know what I mean? What gives me confidence going forward is I love the role players we got. Mm-hmm. Nicholas Batum, you know, Kyle Lowry, you know, those guys are like the Devin Georges and the Derek Fishers. Mm-hmm. You know, the team, it's the ingredients you need to win a championship. They're the cherry on top. You know what I mean? Kyle Lowry is not going to let this team quit. You know, he has that type of grit. And you look at the box score, and you look at his numbers, you're not going to be impressed. You're not.
Yeah, you can't look at the box score with Kyle Lowry. I'm with you on that.
But the things he do on that court, the little small things.
Yep.
You know, being irritant to the opposing team and just being a pest and diving some loose balls and going for rebounds like a madman. I love Kyle Lowry. It was a great acquisition, and I think he's going to be beneficial going forward. But the coaching staff, you know, Nick Nurse, he doesn't get enough credit for that game yesterday. To be able to have the wherewithal to say, you know what, I'm going to go against a $180 million man, put him on the bench, and I'm going with the hot hand. That's Nicholas Batum. That right there, it took a lot of guts to do that, and he was right. He gambled, and he was right on that. And that just gives me confidence going forward. We got the right coach in place. And I said it, Nick Nurse is the best coach in NBA when it comes to a playoff series. And this team you're looking at right now is not really a seven-seeded team. This is really a second or third team in the East right here. So we really match up well against the Knicks. The Knicks got big problems. I'm going to tell you why. Because as time go on, Joel's going to forget he's injured. He's going to go out and ball out. And I don't think he's injured right now. Nor do I think his condition. I just think that once he hear anything in that knee go wrong, you know, he starts to worry a little bit. And that's human nature. But I tell you, though, he the fifth in the fourth quarter, the 5 minutes of that game, you know, and I'm the biggest, you know, I go against Joel any chance I get. But I got to give the guy big ups because he hit a big three, had a big block,
yep,
a big pass, and one. He didn't disappear in the fourth. He didn't show up the first three quarters, but he didn't disappear in the fourth. And those other guys lifted him up, and that's what I can expect going forward. I'm telling you, man, this team is going to go on a run. This is this year we go on this run. Get ready. Get your Sixers flags out. Get your Sixers hats out. And like I said, there's nothing. And I'm an Eagles fan. I love the Eagles to death. But there's nothing like playoff basketball in the city of Philadelphia when the Sixers are good.
Well, besides watch Philly's out. Baseball. But
Chuck.
I'm out,
appreciate
y'all.
It, brother.
Chuck, that was – I got to give Chuck credit.
Yeah.
With the introduction of the Bill of Spike yesterday.
Yeah.
Chuck crushed it.
He did.
Do you see how good a call that was from Chuck?
Man.
It was – I'm trying to make the good and make them great. And that's what I'm doing.
But that's a prime example right
prime
there.
Prime example.
That's a prime example.
He got
example
right into there. It. He said hi to us.
Yep.
He didn't say hi to Jack. That's okay.
Well,
doesn't totally count. So,
he says hi to Jack when Jack answers the call.
The only issue with Chuck, just the only thing to point out.
Oh, come on. Let it go.
This guy rips Embiid to shreds all the time.
New information.
Loser.
New information, new opinion.
What did he do to dispel? Like, he made a three? By the way, he only shoots threes when he's tired.
New information. New opinion. New information, new opinion.
Okay.
The morning show side topic of the day. We got a great prize. You win a 2024 Eagles draft hat. You're qualified for a grand prize drawing to win an autographed Jalen Hurts midnight green jersey, courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop. On Saturday, April 20th, the Lincoln Financial Field Pro Shop will host a Jalen Hurts Kelly Green signing event from 10 to 11:30 a.m. The first 150 fans who come to the store and purchase a Kelly Green Jalen Hurts jersey on April 20th will be able to have their jersey signed on site by Jalen Hurts. Our morning show side topic, based on an incredibly awkward situation from Jack Fritz.
Yeah, so what's an awkward situation is the best answer by the end of the show we'll win.
But tell us why.
Here's what happened. Okay, so we put out a trash every Thursday, recycling every Thursday. Uh-huh. And I forgot before I went on my morning run, as it's turning into snack season, because I can't take the comments.
Yeah, I saw you hitting the pizza outside.
I did hit the pizza, but it was your vegan pizza.
Okay.
So,
that doesn't count.
You're not
going to put any weight on with your vegan
exactly
pizza.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly.
There's no fat vegans.
Yep. Yeah. Well, except for, never mind.
Stop. He's a key to how much money we make. Do not.
I'm just kidding.
He looks great.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. But I was running and I went down my alleyway and the recycling truck was there.
Okay.
And I was trying to decide, do I run in, go get the recycling, and then basically hand it to the
right
to the
in
trash
front of
men.
Them. Yeah.
And they put it in for me. And I decided I opted against it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a very weak, manly look by me to have to hand my recycling to the recycling/trash man.
Dude, they don't want you to put it in the truck yourself.
Yeah, how else is it going to get in there?
Yeah, it's their job.
I'm just saying, it was one of those situations where I was just far enough away where I didn't want to deal with feeling like less of a man than I already usually feel.
Right.
And I opted to just keep running. And I have extra recycling for a week.
So what I'm hearing is that he didn't want to do the whole, wait, here's my recycling bin.
Like it's a rom-com. Yeah. Like, wait up, Mr. Recycling Man. I didn't get it out.
Then you guys fall in love when you catch up to him.
That's what I was worried about.
Right, okay.
No, so yeah, I opted for the secondhand embarrassment. Didn't need to happen.
Didn't want to fall in love with the recycling guy.
Yeah,
so you
didn't
get your recycling cans emptied.
No. So
we'll be there next week.
We got another week. Yeah.
For the morning show side question today, when you call in with your sports point, give us an awkward situation. Coming up next, by the way, 215.
I almost have an awkward situation just about every day.
Yes. You do?
In some form.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because somebody usually knows me that I don't know.
Yes.
And then that's the whole awkward, hey.
Hey, guy. Hey, chief.
But that's the beauty of buddy.
Oh, it's you again.
Yeah.
You again.
What's up, bro?
Yeah. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in on the Sixers conversation. Next, though, a Sixers player that we might have to worry about more than Joel Embiid. up next on the brand new afternoon show on WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I didn't expect Thuggish Ruggish Bone from you. What's this for?
Well, I don't know. It's Schwarber's walk-up song.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Not to make it about the Phils, but I like the song.
Sixer show, buddy. WIP afternoon show.
Did you miss the sweep?
Yeah. It's the WIP afternoon show. Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, and Jackie Baseball over there. We will get to a player we might have to worry about more than Embiid in a second, but I would like to issue a challenge to my co-hosts, and a challenge to you, the listener. I understand today everyone might feel a little shaky after last night, but in my world, there are only two sides to everything, which I am known for. There is in or out. You are either on the team or you're not on the team. You are with us or you are against us. And I'm telling you that today and tomorrow, you can work through your feelings. But if you don't have the stomach for the Sixers playoffs, I suggest out. I suggest against us. That stuff last night, that's going to happen all the time, even if it goes well. You know, when the Celtics won the championship with Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce or whatever, they went 7 games with, an eighth-seeded Bulls team. It gets tough out there. If you're not in, that's fine, but there's no half-stepping here. So I am setting a deadline of 6 p.m. tomorrow, the end of our show. You have to decide whether you're in or out, whether you're with us or against us on this Sixers run. I am in. I'm giving you guys till the end of the game tomorrow, too.
Right.
To the end of the show tomorrow, too. But that is the message for the listener. So, thoughts?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm in, you know. You have to push me into a corner to make a decision. Right. I'm in on the Sixers. When you say in, you mean as in winning a title, or are you just saying?
Just in.
Just in. Oh, okay, yeah.
In.
Yeah, you mean like,
but you're not
don't do the whole, yeah.
They lose game one, you're like, right. they were always going to lose. Like,
well, yeah, I wouldn't do that, but
yeah.
I can be critical.
You can be critical.
Okay.
You can be critical and honest. Okay. Absolutely. Just don't be a baby. That's my recommendation. Speaking of being a baby. One of the youngest players on the team is one of the most important, one of the best players on the team. Second best player on the team is Tyrese Maxey. Mm-hmm. We were discussing yesterday that if there was 8 seconds left in the game and the Sixers were down two, the three of us, would we give the ball to Joel or would we give the ball to Tyrese Maxey? The three of us all said Tyrese Maxey. We felt the last month of the season and his development had put him in a place to be the real,
yeah,
the guy at sometimes.
Yep.
boy, did he not look like the guy last night.
Yeah.
He gave up is the way it looked to me. Now, they, of course, they pressured him and they blitzed him a little bit, but he had no answers for it, and it didn't seem... It seemed like once he got taken out of his game, he was perfectly willing to let everybody else do stuff. And not in a get everyone involved way,
right?
But in a I don't want any part
I'll
of this
I'll stand over
way.
Here and you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you worried?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I think it's a great learning experience for him being in this position. You know, last year he got a chance to be the off-the-ball guy.
Yep.
Harden was the point guard. He could get everybody involved. And I know Kyle Lowry is the point guard on the team, but Maxey does have the ball in his hands a lot, and he can initiate offense. And when he's going downhill, he's hard to stop. When he's aggressive, he's hard to stop. And I agree. I think some of that stuff Miami was throwing at him, including putting Jimmy on him at times early in the game, he was having a hard time figuring out how to attack it and how to stay assertive. The one thing with Maxey, he's going to have to – the confidence, I don't want to sound as if he doesn't appear confident, because I think he is confident, but he has to have a little bit of
BD energy.
I'm the dude in here. Yeah, you gotta have that in you.
Yep.
Like, I understand Embiid is there and he's the best player on the team, but you have to realize I'm on that level too.
Right.
Like, that's what you had to say to yourself in order to be his true co-star. And there were times last night where he just looked like he was trying to figure it out, and then he sort of shied away from having the ball. And then he got back in there late, but I agree with you. I won't go as far as saying I'm discouraged or worried about him. I just want to see how he bounces back from this game to this next game.
215-592-9494. Are you more encouraged or not with Embiid's performance, the Sixers' performance last night? Kenny from the Dirty 30, who was at the game, how was it?
Well, I'll get to Embiid in a second, but I got to tell you, to me, it felt like it was in a nightclub where there was a basketball game going on. I mean, that crowd, compared to a Flyers game, I mean, they're dancing, they're playing music, everybody's cheering and happy. I learned about a new word. I learned about drip. Never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
I have none of that.
And the drip cam on last night, yeah, didn't they?
There's no drip cam at Flyers games, I don't think.
I never felt older and whiter than I did last night. I tell you why. It was fun. I had a great time.
Awesome.
Now, as far as Embiid, this is the thing. You know, when you got to go to games in person because of this. I knew he was big. I had no idea. Not just tall. He looks like a senior in high school playing with eighth graders size wise.
Yeah. When you're next to an NBA center, I remember I stood next to DeAndre Jordan once, and I was like, oh my God. Even the small guys are massive, you know?
Yeah, it's just, and I sat there and I kept thinking to myself, why is this guy not dominating when he's this big? And I was thinking of you the whole time, like, because he was standing like out in the perimeter, not involved. And I was thinking, man, he's totally not in shape. And all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, it was like me when I'm playing basketball with my kids. You know, I kind of, when I want to show mom dad, I show mom dad. And that's what he did in the fourth quarter. He showed everybody who's dad. And I wish I could. He just do that the whole game. I mean, it kind of reminded me of Shaq back in the day when he was just that much bigger, and when he wanted to enforce his will, there was no stopping him.
Yeah, I think there is a physical toll that gets taken on doing that. That he, if there's one specific criticism I could lay at Embiid, is that he is never in the sort of shape that allows him to. He can dominate from a basketball standpoint, but physically dominate, it comes in fits and starts. He just doesn't do it all the time. Now, luckily, he's so skilled that he doesn't have to. You know, Shaq wasn't shooting 17-footers.
Right,
yeah. So, Kenny, what is give us an awkward situation for the morning show side question today.
I'll tell this as quickly as I can. I'm at a cookout, and there's this older guy who was being really drunk and obnoxious and inappropriate, and I went over to try to get him to calm down, and he took a swing at me, and I pretty much beat the living crap out of him.
Well, sounds awkward, Kenny.
Yeah, no, but this is it. Fast forward 5 years later, I'm dating this girl. We're really hitting it off. She invites me to her family holidays, and I walk in. And
hardest wood I had ever touched.
And, you know, and that he was so drunk, he knew me. He couldn't figure it out. And the whole time I'm looking at him and the scars on his face, and I knew I did that.
Oh.
And I had to kind of
have the little talk with him afterwards and his daughter and apologize for knocking his father out 5 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say a little talk.
Hold on. So it was the
guy.
The father. He was the father of the girl you were dating?
The guy had a knockout. He was the drunk, inappropriate. I gave you the whole setting. He was a Cowboys fan at an Eagles party, and he wanted to let everybody know that he was the Cowboys fan,
right.
And he wanted to make sure he grabbed every girl's.
He
was one of those guys. And I walked up and tried to kind of calm down. He's like, "Oh, you what are you going to do?" And took a swing at me. And then me being in my 20s and full testosterone, I kind of,
better man than me, man.
Yes.
You know, I'd see a situation like that, I'd sneak off into the corner and tweet about him. I wouldn't. I'm not punching a guy like that. Come on.
Sneaky photo.
Yeah. Sneak a photo, send it to my friends, But Brahim in Jacksonville, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Spike? Hey, Ike, what's up, y'all? Hey.
What's up, bro?
Yo, for me, y'all, I am way encouraged after last night. To me, what I saw was a tough, defensive-minded team with a good coach that had a plan against us. Now, Ike, I was with you in the first half. I'm like, Nick Nurse, it's taking you this long to tell them how to beat this zone?
Right.
But I felt better about Nick Nurse at the press conference because they were like, well, what happened in the first half? He was like, well, they weren't doing what I was telling them to do. I was telling them to cut and hit the gaps and move the ball, but they weren't doing it. You know what I'm saying? So as far as Massey goes, I'm not worried about him because I think he needed that. I think he needed that to see what that type of defense does to him because now I guarantee you if the Knicks try to run that zone defense, we going to know how to beat it. It's not going to have the same effect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think they needed that. We saw Embiid, like you said, Spike, he was wilting. And I remember I texted my homeboy. I was like, yo, this cat better not fold. And he showed up. He showed up in the fourth quarter, and he showed up by passing, by rebounding, by playing defense, and hitting key shots. Massey showed up in the fourth quarter. That layup Massey had where he missed it and then tapped it in with his left?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I had to watch that again. Man. I couldn't believe what happened.
Still hard to. You watch it, you're like, hold on, what the hell did he do?
I was more impressive than Jordan's one.
Oh,
it was right. Like, can we be honest?
No,
watch it in real time.
You don't have to be a millennial about everything.
I watched it in real time the other day. The Jordan thing.
Yeah. That's not
it's the most
real
overrated
time.
Play I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's mostly the call and the situation.
Marv.
It's a good play, but Marv saying a spectacular move. Brahim,
yeah, because I get it. You guys never saw good athletes.
Oh my God. Brahim, give us an awkward situation, more awkward than working with somebody who never watched Michael Jordan play.
Yeah, right. So check this out. So I haven't been in the office. I've been working from home for the last 4 years. So I recently had to go back to the office, and I'm running into people that I haven't seen in 4 years. And it's like, they're like, hey, Brahim, how you doing? And I'm like, hey, yo, what's good? I'm trying to look at to see if I can see their badge. You know what I'm saying? I'm awkwardly looking up. That's awkward.
Always.
Dude.
It's the most awkward thing is when somebody knows you and you can't remember their name. Like, you know the face and you're like, oh, man, I wish I remember the name.
Dude, thank you for the call, Brahim. The worst is, so this is just for in our situation, sometimes you'll go to a game and you have a press pass on, and that's when you'll see people like this and they have their press pass on too, but the font is too small to really.
Oh, yeah, you're trying to take a peek at it.
And then you can't look down, you don't want to get caught looking down, but I've been in that situation a million times.
Oh, yeah.
John Sterling, who is the legendary voice of the Yankees who just retired, every time I would go to see John, and I knew John well, but he would only see me 3 times a year. So every time I would go to see John, I would make sure that my badge was a little higher than normal.
You're helping him out.
Yes, for sure. So being a homeowner has its positives and its negatives. Sometimes you look around, you go, this is all mine. Mm. And then sometimes you look around and you say, oh, I need this, I need this, I need this, and you stress out. You stress out about the cost. You stress out about having to do anything. Are they going to show up? Are they going to do good work? So I'm telling you, that GoGuida. GoGuida for your windows, GoGuida for your front door, your storm door, GoGuida. They're going to make it easier for you. They're going to make it more inexpensive for you. They're going to give you a better deal, and they're going to do a good job with a good product. That sliding patio door, which mine is broken, by the way, I will Go Guida. Whatever your home improvement needs are, I suggest you Go Guida with my good friends at Guida Door and Window to help you get your project started. They're offering 20% off all windows and doors while allowing you to start your project with no money down and up to 3 full years to pay them off interest-free. You heard me right. 20% instant savings, the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Restrictions apply. Offer for a limited time. Don't wait anymore. Go Guida. Call today. Schedule a free at in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. I am told that this call will be a good one. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? Yeah, I mean, all y'all, you know, send a shout out to y'all. But look, let me start out with this real quick. Ike, you yes. already know that it took a lot. I just couldn't get into the Sixers stuff because you already know what time it is. All the sucker stuff that's been happening, I just can't get into cats like that. You know what I mean? If you got to roll with me, I got to know that you're ready to rock out, right? So the Sixers wasn't acting that way. Well, it's playoff time, damn it. So we already know what time it is. Let me just say this. That guy, Nick Batum, all we need to do is, yo, put in the effort. Play the damn defense like how Nick Batum was doing. Put in the freaking effort like you freaking care about something and do what he was doing and make them guys irritated. Irritate their asses. Make them get a tech, whatever it is. They think, they laughing right now, think it's cute right now. But let me tell you something. That PHILA that's on their freaking chest, that's a big freaking deal. And it's going all the way up there to freaking New York. You already know what time it is. Some rival stuff. And Smiley, you already know what time it is. Smiley has to play big. This is why. You got that guy Brunson on you. He's a shorter guy. You need to be scoring on that at all costs, Smiley. So you need to get your act together. And you know what? Your name's Smiley, but stop freaking smiling. This is us against New York, the first round, and we're trying to be very disrespectful. Now, and B, there's only one thing for him to do. You know what he is? It's time for him to be disrespectful. It's time for him to not sit on the bench, worry about if he got to go to bathroom and crap, worry about his freaking knees, and stop hitting the damn floor all the damn time and want to step to somebody being their damn face, knowing that he's a freaking leader and can take this team by his damn self. He needs to show that he could do it by his freaking damn self. We ain't talking about no injuries. That's some nut-ass stuff to talk about. Everybody gets hurt. Everybody is hurt. And you know what? At the end of the day, if they want to rewrite the freaking narrative so they could be up there with the freaking Eagles and the freaking Phillies, then it starts freaking Saturday, gentlemen. Huh? It's, look, the time is going. Let me stop getting hyped, man. I just ate a T-bone steak, put a lot of stuff, maybe the salt. You know, I already
at
got
2 o'clock? Isn't that a little heavy?
That was my first meal.
Okay.
I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? You know the Deion Sanders dude? You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I bet you eat your steak. That thing was rare, wasn't it? How you eat your steak?
Was there blood on the grass?
I slow up. Rare?
I'm
Come
sorry.
On, man.
Stop I'm sorry. Playing. I didn't hey, know. Man, I figured blood on the grass is.
No, blood on the grass. I don't want blood. I ain't going to say that. That's going to pause. That's a pause moment. But you already know what time it is. Yeah, I mean, I just had it. Yeah, I mean, medium well or medium. That's
okay.
The most.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the worst medium. That's the more whatever medium, but medium well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But blood on the grass is something different. We need somebody's face on that damn court in New York or whatever. You know what I mean? So we ain't playing. I like being disrespectful. That's what you need to do. At times, you need to be disrespectful. This ain't a game. Ain't none of them are friends. After the game, we could be friends. Whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Love y'all it.
Know what time it is.
Rios, I'm ready to run through a wall. Can you?
I can do it.
More,
do it
no,
me,
I'm not going to do it. Trust me, it's not going to end up the same way that it would end up if you did it, I think. It'll end up with me on the ground crying. But morning show side question, give us an awkward moment for you.
Hey, look, that's too easy. It's just something simple. It may not freaking win, but it's only something that I could come up with. When you hype up your team, when you talk all this crap, it could be on social media, it could be, damn, in your own hood or whatever. You talk up your team, and prime example, how the Eagles crap the bed during the playoffs, and then all of a sudden, like when I say crap the bed, playing like sissies, playing like suckers. You didn't even know what team that was. That's an awkward moment to walk around people after you hyped up your team. Like, you know what time it is. Like, we the best. I don't need that. That's why I need men on that damn court, men on that damn field, baseball, whatever it is, yo. Hey, gentlemen, y'all take care. Peace.
Thank you, Rios. Wouldn't have any idea what that situation is like, Rios, that you just described. None at all. I would have no idea.
How'd you like your first experience with Rios?
That dude was... he was great. On a day like this, is he always that fired up?
Yes.
I love
it. Yes. So here's the thing. It's times 10 during the Eagles season.
I love it.
You know, it's times 10. Smiley is... Maxie.
Yep.
Doesn't like the fact that he smiles as much as he does.
I heard that.
Yep.
Wants him to be disrespectful.
Violence.
Yes.
Gets results.
Blood on the grass.
Blood on the grass.
Yep.
No slap tickle.
No.
Yep. Sugar blue. All that. These are things that, you know, when you're in the book of Rios, these are things you got to know.
Yeah.
He'll throw them at you.
Yeah, I'm good.
If you're not ready for him, you could be disappointed. You're going to disappoint him.
I'm going to need to take notes, I think. The Twitter question of the day. Do you feel more encouraged or more discouraged after the Sixers game against the Heat last night? It is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget. Online at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Ike, what do you think? More encouraged or more discouraged?
I'm going to go more encouraged at... Let me go... It's somewhere around 60. I wonder if
you're so good at this.
It's above 60.
It's 60.
It is 60.
It's 60. Yep. Well done.
Yeah.
Tom
that,
and
Addington. That are encouraged.
That are encouraged.
Yes, that's what I figured.
215-592-9494. Are you more encouraged or discouraged? Tom and Addington, what are you thinking?
Yo, fellas, how we doing tonight?
What up?
What up, Tom?
I am discouraged. I mean, our Philadelphia second rounders are at it again, aren't they? Filling our town with false hope, fool's gold. It's all going to end the same way.
Which is, you mean losing in the second round?
If they're lucky.
Can I tell you this, Tom? Let me ask you this. The team they beat last night is the best team they've ever beaten in the playoffs. It eliminated, moved past.
Right.
Obviously, they played that Raptors team that ended up winning the championship, but they lost that. So that it was do or die last night, and they won it. That doesn't encourage you at all.
No, a little bit of encouragement because of the coaching, Nick Nurse. I mean, he's obviously the best coach we've had since the whole process started, right? But when I see Joel Embiid playing that perimeter game, and I love Chuck, but Chuck, you're wrong, man. He's either hurt or he's out of shape.
Well,
so that does not bode well moving forward.
Yeah, if it's one or the other or both, it certainly isn't, certainly not positive. I have to agree with you there. But,
correct. And then there's a third option, too, Spike, and that would be what he did in 6 and 7 last year when he folded his tent up and went home.
My hope, and thank you for the call, Tom. Oh, give us an awkward situation.
Okay, there's nothing more awkward when you go in for a nice, manly, hearty handshake and you accidentally lay a dead fish on someone.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Well, hold up. You can't accidentally lay a dead fish on somebody else.
Right,
well,
they must have laid one on you.
Yeah.
Any type of awkward interaction with a handshake. Whether you go for a shake and you get the fist bump and it turns into a dead fish.
That's the worst.
So I just had that happen. So thank you for the call, Tom. Mm-hmm. In commercial breaks, I take a lap around thing, get some steps in. Saw Brandon, a salesperson I hadn't seen in a while. He said hi, went to put out the full hand for the shake, and I had the fist. And then he switched to the fist as I switched to the hand.
It happens all the time.
It's awful.
Which is worse, that or the dead fish?
The dead fish.
Oh, the dead fish is worse. Yeah, come on, man.
Can't trust a dead fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I dead fished John Lynch.
Man,
that was.
You did?
Yeah, he did in the press box. Yeah,
Ike's like, hey, John, this is my producer, Jack. Like, so, and I missed.
You missed?
Yeah, I missed. I've had to have like a sniper location.
Oh, did you Josh Harris Joe Buck him?
Yeah, sort of.
He got like the tips of your fingers?
Yeah, like he dominated my hand.
He dominated my hand.
Pause.
It wasn't even middle school.
Oh my God. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off. Interest-free, call Guida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Coming up next, Nick Nurse, we've been talking about him. We've all been positive on Nick Nurse. Obviously, he has a championship, especially after Doc Rivers. He had some strong words for and about Joel Embiid last night. We will hear those words next on the brand new afternoon show, WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.